You are listening to yet another one of the fine members of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Find more of the member shows over at techpodcasts.com.
This is brought to you in part by MyEDI Media, where media comes to play. This week's episode of System Showdown is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio, the Sports Docket.
And by the New York Mets. You got Rick Rowe.
Biatch.
Yeah, that's got Rick Rowe.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong. How about that?
I love it.
We're no strangers to love.
Where the hell is your Jeffy song?
I love this new intro, man. I really get hang of this.
Apparently, the Jeopardy song disappeared.
Hey, you guys, you play with Rick Astley, dude. That's kick ass. Welcome to System Showdown, man. For today's Tuesday, April 8th. And yeah, I am, once again, I decided to switch over to Mac. I am John the Mac guy, and.
Yeah, and I'm Quas the PC guy, but John, we can't start our show without the, we can't start episode 23 without our intro. I mean, I'm sorry. So
fine.
You are listening
Take
to
two.
Yet another one of the fine members of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Find more of the member shows over at techpodcasts.com.
This is brought to you in part by MyEDI Media, where media comes to play. This week's episode of System Showdown is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio, the Sports Docket.
And by Rick Roll.
Go Mets.
Five, four, three, two, one. Let's go. This is System Showdown with Quas and John. The best technology show on Blog Talk Radio. Mac or PC, who will win? Tune in to find out now.
And welcome to System Showdown with Quas and John for Tuesday, April 8th, episode 23. We got ourselves a great show today for you guys. I am John the Mac guy, and...
And I'm Quas the PC guy, as usual. Last week I was kind of transplanted over to a dock and the Macintosh, but this week I'm back on my PC here. I'm ready to go. We got a great show for you once again. Taking phone calls, 1-646-478-5187. You can aim us during the program. Showdown John, Showdown Quas. We've been really hitting up on the downloads of late. Currently, we actually had 230 downloads for our last program, which was our April Fool's edition. So be sure to check that out on the archives. And you can also call us. Well, not call us. You can call a phone number. And you can listen live to our past episodes. So whenever you're at work and your boss is driving you nuts, you can just relax, sit back in your chair and listen on your phone, put on loudspeaker to annoy your employees, and it really will annoy them if you listen back to one of our shows. But to listen back, John, we have a phone number. You can I don't know it offhand, but
I'm gonna get right now. Like, if you guys want to check it out, and the rest of our shows that are available via phone line, from pod lines, you can just go on myedimedia.com. That's myedimedia.com/byphone. Once you're there, it gives you a list of all our show's numbers. I'm going there right now just to check our number.
And that's by the phone. So
yeah, dude.
It's as simple as that.
I got the number right here, dude. If you want to check out our archive episodes, call 1-435-294-1637. That's 1-435-294-1637. Our newest episode will be playing there as soon as it ends. So check it out.
No question about that. We'll get into a little bit later in our program. We'll talk about what our description actually says. Usually me and John, description has nothing to do with our show, but hopefully today it will. We'll be talking about some websites that's becoming outdated or obsolete, as my co-host likes to refer to them, and some websites, and there are a ton of them, for the most part, the majority of the websites that you go online nowadays are getting popular, you know, with Facebook and, of course, Google, Dig, you name it. There's a ton of things out there. And we're also going to get into, well, we also want to talk about some of the famous developers and some of your favorite programs to use. I mean, I'm sure a lot of you out there use WordPress, and I'm sure maybe about 90% of you are on Facebook somewhere or the other. So Mark Zuckerberg and Matt Mullenweg, the developers of these two programs. Well, let's just say, John, that they're not really the most social people in the world, despite their vast accomplishments in the technology world.
This is definitely true. Like, the most ironic thing when it comes to especially Zuckerberg is that he's not the most social guy, but he created a social network, which is meant to bring people closer together, which actually could help him out when you think of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's been sent a lot of pictures, if you know what I mean.
I definitely do know what you mean,
sure,
man.
Obviously, since he created the platform, now I would assume he would have access to the vast Facebook database of information and everybody's profile Zuckerberg can access. What do you think about that?
Actually true, dude. Like, I actually read a story about how the people at Facebook could look at your profile even if they're not friends with you. Like,
they do have that limited profile thing set up, but that's not really what your profile consists of. What really is the big thing with the Facebook is, of course, the entire profile with, you know, that the pictures and videos and whatnot. But I'm sure Zuckerberg, since he holds access to the system, he could easily, you know, take a look at your profile. Who knows? Yeah, Facebook really doesn't follow the Patriarch that much. We can say that.
Hey, the thing is, like, I don't got anything to hide. And, yeah, well, here's the thing. Like, if something like that happens,
I have some things to hide, like that picture of me, you know.
That's a good photo. Guys are friends.
Why did you upload that? I'm never going to understand why, but...
It's a great photo. For guys who want to see this photo we're talking about, add me on Facebook and I'll send it to you, all right? All right.
Only guys?
Fine. The chicks, too. Chicks, well, maybe. If you're a hot chick, I'll add you. If you're not, I'm just kidding. All chicks could come. Yeah, I'm horrible.
Yeah, you got to be careful nowadays because you never know if it's the chick.
Yeah, you never know if a chick's actually a chick, you know? That happened to me once. Man, yeah. What were we talking about again?
we're talking about... some websites that have gotten popular over the years.
All right.
Yes. But before we get to that, we just want to remind our listeners to call in. And also, April 22nd is our book review show. It's going to be a lot of fun. So just mark that down on your Google calendars if you use them.
Yeah.
Or anything else that you use or your
iCal, if you prefer.
iCal, if you prefer. Do you actually use your iCal or it's just like there?
I'll confess, I don't use iCal. I just never was a person who could write stuff down a calendar. Like, if I was to pick something to use for a calendar, have you ever heard of this website, 30boxes.com?
30 boxes.
30 boxes. Like, they're really cool.
Well, that's to March, you have 31 days.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. When I first saw the name, I thought, they're going to have to change it every, you know, time to 29 boxes or 31 boxes. But it's actually a really nice little program when you look at it. It's all run off your browser, and it predates Google Calendar, so it's really cool. Recommend it.
It's a simple little website.
It really is. It's really nice. Check it out.
It's Tumblr, you know?
Yeah, like Tumblr. Like, I just love these simple websites. I just really love the simplicity of this. If you guys want to check it out, just go 30boxes.com. It's really cool. Trust me. Come from a guy who uses it sometimes to plan stuff. It's really nice. Yeah.
No question about that.
Let's
talk right into our show program here. John, now, obviously, there are more websites nowadays that are generating publicity, of course, by word of mouth. But there are also a lot of websites who are kind of losing face. And surprisingly, I think one of those websites may be MySpace, as people are kind of forgetting about their own spaces and getting and putting up their faces at Facebook.
Yeah, this is definitely true. When it comes to something like that,
definitely losing a lot of people, and I think it's not really the whole safety issue. I think it has to do a lot with Facebook's layout. I mean, you can't. I mean, there are ways now that you can change the background of your Facebook. Really, that doesn't matter when you're just networking online or, you know, meeting new people. Really, MySpace is really a place to meet new people. Facebook is really a place to, you know, on Facebook, it's so easy. You can search. Have you ever found old friends, maybe you from like fifth grade, on there, and you like, and then you get to see where they've been all these years. So
yeah,
I mean,
this is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll admit, like, if that happened to
you. On MySpace, you'd never be able to find them because their profile has so many characters in it that you don't know whether they're a noob or not. So, I mean, when you're on MySpace, you know, it's not that easy to find you. More so MySpace, people use it. MySpace is more targeted. I think the original target market, Tom Anderson, the founder of MySpace, and the famous Tom on MySpace, the guy with the light bulb over his head or whatever he's doing there. He's the guy who said that the original target market on MySpace was people from the ages of 17 to 25. He said that in a television interview. And he said that really MySpace really wanted to target people. It's more about meeting new people instead of just, you know, networking with the friends you already had or looking for old friends. MySpace is really about meeting new people in a when they first started out, a safe environment. Obviously, MySpace has had, let's just say, a couple of incidents that have gone a little bit too far. But Facebook is really, I think, it's a much more appealing platform for really just about anybody, except for, of course, gangsters. I mean, Facebook, it really is nothing gangster about it except for Project Playlist right now.
Ah, man, well, I'll agree with you there, man. Like, I'm not, as far as my
you can't really pimp out your Facebook profile. It just doesn't work out like that.
Well, here's the thing. The reason why, like, the people at Facebook don't want people to put, like, codes and, you know, all playing music and flashing banners and stuff like that on their profiles is because they just want to keep Facebook nice and clean and blue and white and simple to navigate, which has started to become a problem ever since they started at apps, which are annoying as hell, dude. How many stupid requests do you get for apps, man? I will kill someone if I get one more request for an app.
Oh, well, the one thing that's different, the one thing that is comparative between MySpace and Facebook is the spam. But I don't think it's the spam that makes something obsolete. I think it's the overall platform that makes something become extinct, so to speak. Like,
yeah, but here's the thing. Like, it's just depressing. Like, here's the thing. MySpace has spam that's actually created by, like, spam bots. Facebook has spam that's sent to you by your actual friends, which really pisses me off. But,
well,
yeah, like...
I know. People got to watch who they send to. They got to make sure they click that skip all button, because if you don't click that button, you're going to get some nasty requests from your friends, and you may have some people pressing the remove the unforbidden remove friend button. Oh, that's
but dude, like, yeah, but here's the thing. Like, Facebook started to realize this was a problem. So they did something really cool. If you go to your requests page now and you have a request, there's something that says ignore all invites from this friend. You have any idea how useful that is, man? Ignore all invites from this friend. Check it out. Go to your requests page right now. I guarantee you have something.
Yeah, I've seen it come up. So.
Yeah, you see it? Ignore all requests from this friend. That is awesome.
It is pretty sweet.
Like, hold on, there's a blog post about it. I'm going to send it to you via IM. And for those who want, just go blog.facebook.com. It's the second post down. Here we go. And I'm just looking now on the blog. Did you know there's Facebook chat?
What, is this a live chat or something else?
Nah, there's like the Facebook Instant Messenger they're talking about on the Facebook blog. Look at this. It looks new.
Well, they have the MySpace IM for quite a while now. That didn't really...
MySpace IM looks like crap, dude. You seen MySpace IM?
I've used it once, and there was nobody online, so I screwed it up.
Well, yeah, like, here's the thing. Like,
Mark Zuckerberg has 4 posts over at the Facebook blog.
Wow. Not wrong.
Okay, well, the last post was December 5th, 2007, so he has been online a lot lately.
Well, yeah, I see that.
Can you
I dare you, Am, as a friend, dude. Am as a friend.
Am as a friend? Okay.
I want to see if he actually adds us just for fun.
Okay.
Must
get
like a million
requests. I'm banning him right now. Should I tell him I do a radio show?
Hey, let's do, I'm adding it just for fun. You can't add him. How come I don't got an ad thing? You can't add the damn guy. What the hell?
You can't add him. Who
needs him? Ah, yeah, screw you, Mark Zuckerberg. You're antisocial. Social networking site.
But you can message him.
You can message him. That's true.
Oh, may a message come on. I don't
know. You're Mark Zuckerberg. You suck. Oh, no, that's horrible.
Maybe I'll delete my account. Maybe that's how Randy Zuckerberg must be like a relative. You know, maybe that's how 60 Minutes found him. Well, 60 Minutes probably got like exclusive press passes to talk to Facebook. So
yeah, probably. But yeah, like Facebook's really cool. Like they're rolling out a lot of new stuff, and I can actually see why people are switching over from MySpace. Like I've seen recently, MySpace rolled out this new thing called MySpace Apps. I wonder what that's inspired from. MySpace apps, just like Facebook apps.
You can add any apps, just the code.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like now they're trying to make it more organized for people to add apps. They now have an app gallery where you could click something and it adds a stupid app. But from what I've seen, all the apps really suck. There's not a single good app. Which, well, I can't say the same thing for Facebook, because there aren't that many good apps. Like, there's recently a dig post that said the 5 crappiest Facebook applications. I think we should dig that since we're starting to talk about dig again. I'm going to dig that on the Showdown account.
Okay, let's dig that.
Yeah, check it out. Should I send it to you?
Yeah, you just dig Showdown account for a while now, but
yeah, if you guys want to check out our dig account, it's dig.com/users/systemshowdown. Be sure to check it out. You can also check out my digs at dig.com/users/theimacguy, and Quaz is at dig.com/users/quazter07. Correct? So, yeah, take a look. I'm going to find it right now. Where is it? Let's see. Where is it? Somewhere in here. Blah, blah. Oh, here we go. 7 Facebook apps are crap. I found it. I'm going to dig it for a showdown and check it out.
Yo, Alan Levy is doing a show right now on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, dude, we should freely call him with our show.
You know, here's what the thing is. They just had a guest on from lifehacker.com, Ginny Trapani. So anyway, so I posted blog3a.com/showdownlive now and the chat button. So Nikki Starr, who's like the first lady of Blog Talk Radio, she wrote, "Stop spamming, please." So I said, no problem. But what do you think about calling into their show?
Hey, dude, like, let's do a freeway call with them and let's call them while we're alive, man.
Well, I can't do that, but can you do that?
Yeah, like, it would be really fun to do. Let's try it.
I'll IM you the...
What's their number? I'll free a call for you.
Okay. I'll give you a number here. Hold on. Let me just copy this. With my Skype plug, and with the Skype thing, I have to just go to copy number. Here. Just ignore the plus sign.
All right. Hold on.
I'm going to be
on hold while I'm connecting, so I'll come back in a couple of minutes, all right?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I'm going to make a new call. Peace out.
All right. Figures out this three-way calling thing. You call into our program and talk tech with us. We're talking about the top websites, talking about the Rick Roll thing. The Mets, take a look on Dig about the Rick Roll YouTube saga.
Please wait while we connect your call.
Okay, I'm in.
Marla, but the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, Intel uses Blog Talk Radio, IBM is going to be starting to use us,
wow.
And now 24/7 channels, right, Marla? You,
they're loving this. I have a player put on a page on my website, and that's
I'm not sure this is the guest, John, somebody else.
You have a show, and
I have no idea.
But you need a show on Blog Talk Radio? If you haven't signed up for one,
if they call and just stay with
the
host of the showdown, we really
right
love
blog,
the platform you gave to
and
us. And,
it is so easy. If I can do it, if I can input the code and do it on places, anybody can do it. And I'm not as geek friendly as you are.
What we've done is we've cobbled together a grid of podcasts and just and just combine them, and then we have the ability to insert audio ads into them. So we and as new shows are done, like this show, we're done using the phones. There's archived, and then it populates the grid.
Okay.
And the last show.
I'll ask questions.
So it's
a very cool thing.
And so anyway,
wait like 2 minutes.
Well, we have a caller. Are we ready to take?
Yeah, let's.
Yeah,
I'll
do it.
Area code 718. You're on the air with Gina and Fly Lady and Alan.
Hello. Hi, this is Ethan Kwasman from System Showdown. We do a show on Blog Talk Radio. I was, I think I missed the beginning of the interview. I was just wondering if you can just explain again a little bit about Lifehacker and like how it all started up.
Oh, that would be great. Gina, can you answer that?
Sure, absolutely. So Lifehacker.com is a daily blog that myself and I have three co-editors post to. We do about 15 posts a day. And it started in January of 2005, so we're just over 3 years old. And it's a blog dedicated to software and personal productivity and downloads, things that technology, consumer technology on your computer that helps you get things done. So not necessarily gadgets and not necessarily stuff that isn't available, kind of tips and tricks for getting stuff done on your computer, you know, right now in this moment. And so the blog is not for just over 3 years. And in December of 06, I published a book based on the site. And just last month, I did the second edition of that book, also based on the website, which just came out.
Wow. Yeah, this is also, I'm on Freeway Call with Quaz here, and I'm from System Showdown as well. My name is John, and I love the site Lifehacker. It's a really great site. I've got to say kudos to you guys.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for reading.
I love reading it.
Do you have another question for Gina?
I think you answered everything. I have one more question. I mean, one more question. I was wondering, you see all these times there's, you can say there's about 6 million blogs out there, and, of course, you guys have run a successful blog. What would be, your big keys to running a successful blog besides the content and the design? I mean, there's got to be something that keeps readers coming back day in and day out. What do you think is that one trigger, so to speak, that keeps readers coming back day in and day out?
That's a great question. Thank you for your call.
No problem.
Gina?
That's a great question. I think the key to a successful blog is picking a topic that you are absolutely passionate about and writing about that topic consistently and in a way that really shows that passion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, readers want new content all the time, so it's a matter of updating it very consistently as much as you possibly can and letting your love for what it is you're writing about really come through.
Well, definitely. Thanks so much for
thank you for your call.
Thank you.
No problem. Good luck. Mm-hmm. See you guys.
Thank
you know,
in.
I was going to add.
John?
Yeah, I think they hung up on us.
Okay, but.
Wow. Oh, awesome.
Let's call another show.
Let's call more shows, dude.
First off, I don't know if anybody's going to listen in to the 23-minute marker of our show, but I'm just going to say what our new plan is here now. We're going to, during our live show, we're going to call about 4 or 5 other shows live, and we're going to ask questions to their guests. So it's going to
be... we should call ourselves, remodel our show after this. We should call, Potpourri or something, you know?
This is actually a really good idea. I mean, I didn't think of it as I was fooling around, but, you know, I just asked 2 random questions on the spot, and they actually, answered me like I would. And now if you can listen back to our show, and what we could do in our show description, say we talked to this guest and that guest, actually return to that. Let's just keep a surprise to the episode. But, I mean, wow, we found something. All right, what's next? Let's see what else is going on tonight.
Let's see. We got a bunch of guys on the front page. Take a look.
We have 643 Sport. See what they're doing.
This is actually really fun, dude. I'll admit that.
Scotty,
you
can ask questions. 643 Sport.
Okay,
what was that? Something. Yeah, I heard BTR or something. Yeah, but that was fun, man. Oh, my God. Yeah, did you get back to Tech or should we just go on?
Let's see if I
dude, you should do that with your sports show, dude. Call into our sports shows and make, like, giant sports shows.
But I don't want anybody copying this. Well, no one knows how to three-way call. No, people do, but...
Yeah, nobody... Oh, hey, don't tell them we free... Like, we in freeway call. We ain't not using freeway call at all.
No, we're actually talking to them. Of course you are.
Yeah, we're talking to them,
another show on is called Nikki Love.
Man, this is...
Nick Love, and then they have 15 users on, and they're talking about why relationships don't work out. You want to call that show?
All right, what are we going to talk about our tech show, dude? All right,
yeah,
fine. Let's just do it for fun. Like,
okay,
let's see.
1-3-4-7. I'll give you the link in the air.
Like, dude, you know what we should do? Like, let's make up, like, a story or something. Say, like, yeah, Foss Booker with his boyfriend or something. Yeah,
I'm there. How about you, since you're pretty good at this, you tell them, you say, give them a scenario about, like, I don't know, Jen or something. And
hey, shut up, dude. Like, dude, what are they talking about anyway? Like, relationships and stuff?
Yeah, relationships. We'll see you when they're on. Come on.
Fine, I'll talk.
Always hang out.
Fine, hold on. I'll be back. I'm going to enter the number. And
just a showdown after all.
Yeah, fine. Let's show them down. I got a great idea. Let's just say we're having a problem with our relationship. You're a PC user and I'm a Mac user, and it's causing trouble with our relationship. Or friendship.
Oh,
yeah.
Our chemistry isn't. Well, how about, no, not that, because the guy relationship. How about this? How about you say you're a Mac user, your girlfriend is a PC user, and I'm a PC user, and your girlfriend wants to go out with me because she uses the same operating system. But,
all right, let's do that. Let's do that. That sounds good. That sounds really good.
It's called, like, a love triangle between us because we do a show together, and we may stop doing our blog talk radio show, which is trying to save the world, and we don't want to stop that. So.
Fine, that's improv. We'll go from there. I'm going to be like, hey, you see her right now. You know, I'll talk first. All right?
All right, great. Call in.
I'm connecting. I'll connect us. You're back, all right? Prep the viewers, all right? Listeners.
Okay.
Are you back?
I don't tend to. So we're calling right now a Nikki Love program.
Talk Radio.
I'm back.
Whatsoever. So we have to remember that, too. A lot of times we think, you know, it's a certain thought that we think in our head.
What the hell is this?
So... Okay, we have a caller from Q1A. Caller, would you state your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, my name is John. I'm calling from Queens, New York.
John, how are you this evening? Welcome to the Nikki Love Show.
Oh, I am very well, thank you.
Did you want to make a comment about tonight's topic?
I wanted to just, like, speak to you guys. Like, I understand you guys are having a show about relationship problems, correct?
Actually, not really. We were just touching a little bit on why some relationships don't work out. And, you know, and we were just talking about role-playing. And we have someone in the chat room. Icy says there's nothing wrong with playing roles. I disagree with that. And I disagree with that for the simple fact, in the beginning, and when you're starting to date, I think there's something wrong with playing roles because you're not really betraying the real person that you are. So if you're playing a role, you're actually playing what it is, a role. You're playing a role. You're not being who you are. But, John, feel free to comment on that if you like.
Yeah, this is actually very true. I get what you're saying, like, with this playing roles and stuff. Like, here's my scenario I'm having right now. Like, my girlfriend, she is a PC user. I should mention I'm a Mac user. I actually have to act like I really enjoy, like, that she uses a PC. And I can't stand PCs. So I'm a Mac guy. And I have a best friend, and we do a radio show together on BTR. So, like, he's a PC user, and I'm afraid that she might start to get liking for him because he plays, like, the role of a PC guy, and she loves PC so much, and I just can't do PCs. I hate them. Like, I love Macs. What can I do? Any advice? I don't think I can play this role anymore.
That's funny. You're funny. You're real funny, John. Okay, so you're saying that your girlfriend likes PCs? I misunderstood you. Explain that to me again.
All right, yeah, my girlfriend really likes PCs, and I'm a total Mac guy. That's just me. And, yeah, like, hold on. I got my co-host on me, right? He's a PC guy. He could explain more. Go for it.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, this is Ethan. Yeah, I'm the co-host with John on the air. Yeah, so it's kind of create like a little bit of a, you know, love triangle kind of thing, as you would say. Like, I don't know, what would be your advice to this kind of scenario? Because you seem to provide a great insight earlier on in your program. I was wondering, what advice would you apply to this kind of situation?
If you had angle?
Yeah, like what angle?
A love triangle?
Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. definitely a love triangle.
No question about that.
Not at all. Let
me understand what you guys are saying. Okay, I'm hoping this is not a prank here. What are you guys saying, that you are in a love triangle with who and with what? What are you talking about?
No, it's not a prank. It's not a prank. It's kind of complicated. If you can't answer it, it's fine.
He likes both of you guys. In other words, you're in a love triangle, all three of you guys together?
Two guys and a girl.
Two guys and a girl. Okay, I used to have neighbors like that. Woo! Okay, when I lived in Massachusetts, it was a love triangle. A husband, the wife, and the boyfriend. Okay, I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, do you find that you guys are having complications because of it?
Well, not yet.
Oh, yeah, not for you, man.
So you guys are the best of both worlds.
You can put it that way.
I guess, yeah.
She has the best of both worlds. Okay, but the point is, you guys have a problem with it, obviously, because you're questioning it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm starting to have my doubts.
Definitely are. We actually just today we started talking to each other about it. So, I mean, and now, even though Blog Talk Radio is not like the greatest thing since sliced cheese, we actually might break up from doing the show because of it. Right now, we're kind of cool with each other, but earlier today, the tensions were high.
Mm-hmm, totally high.
Is there any jealousy involved in this triangle?
No, I think he's jealous of me. I think that's it. I think that's the problem, you know. So, I mean, I don't know. It could be the other way around, but, you know, I was just wondering what you guys' insight. I mean, if you don't have exact input to the situation, I mean, that's certainly fine, but I just saw your...
Hold on.
Misty, hold on.
We're going to nip this in the bud right now. The input that I'm going to give you, first of all, and be ready for Nikki Love, and this is the first time on the show, but I'm going to tell you, both of you guys are crazy, because, first of all, you shouldn't be scuttling for it, period. Because she's getting the best of both worlds, okay? So mm-hmm. if you want my input, leave it alone. First of all,
okay.
Both of you leave her alone. Period. That's it.
Okay.
That's how I feel about it. Don't allow it.
No, if that works, then we'll do it. Then I think that will resolve it.
Yeah, I guess that has to, if that's the way it is. So I guess we can't both have her. I get what you're saying.
Actually, that is tremendous advice, because now we're not going to be fighting, you know what? You know what? Thank you so much for giving us that input. I mean, you know, we're tech guys, but we couldn't even think of that ourselves.
If you guys
are good buddies, it depends on how deep close friends you are, and how much you care about one another as being friends, if
mm-hmm.
you want to deal with her or not. You see, and are you willing to break up your friendship over this one female?
Of course not. I mean, that would be stupid.
You never break up a friendship over a girl. That's horrible, dude. Like, girl,
yeah,
you know, girl.
Nikki had the right advice.
You know what? Let me say this to the guys. I mean, obviously, you guys are not really happy with yourself to settle for something like this in the first place, are you?
Not really, but you know what? It just so happened this came up. But you know what? If we got to work it out that way, I guess we will have to do that.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. No. It's not if you have to. You need to. You need to work it out that way. Get rid of her. Simple as that.
Let's get rid of her.
All right,
yeah,
John, you know what? I'll let you take the cake for now.
Yeah, no. You can have her, Claus. I don't want her, man. Go for it.
we'll work this out later. Guys, thank you so much for taking our phone call. And a great show, by the way.
Thank you so much, guys.
And you know what?
Okay, but...
Just don't let women get you to the point where you have to say, there's too many women out there, trust me. Do your
mm-hmm.
thing. Thank you for coming to the Nikki Love Show.
No problem.
Thanks for having us.
And you guys, be sure to plug your show into my chat room so everybody can go to your show, okay?
Yeah, that's
at
blogtalkradio.com/showdown. And
mm-hmm.
thank you guys so much, and we'll see you soon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have a good evening.
You too.
Okay, you too.
Okay. Oh, you guys are funny. In the chat room, they're talking about me. They say, Nikki's so sweet. Hey, you guys.
Okay, we're off air with that, man.
John, are you off?
Hello? Yep, they're off. That was killer, man.
Oh, that was fun. We got 10 minutes left. You want to do another one?
Ah, nah, man. Come on, I think two is good enough for now, but that was so much fun. Like, come on, let's talk about that for a moment. That was so cool, man.
I know. I mean, you know, this is like a candid improv. Now, the thing is now, John, we have to harness this idea, and this idea can't get out to anybody else.
Well, of course it's going to get out to people. People are going to listen to it.
Well, but, yeah, I guess so. But you know what? Then the next time we'll just, you know, do it on the down – on the DL, as they say, and it won't, it'll come out as like it's actually really a guest type thing. But we'll see what happens. I mean,
that was so much fun, man.
that was pretty fun. I mean, we were just kind of improv and making up the, well, this girl is real, John. We do have a conflict that we need to resolve.
Oh, what? Really? You have a conflict you need to resolve about a girl who loves PCs, man? Like, how about this, dude?
Well, first off, 90% of the market uses PCs, so your argument is false there. But
look, here's the thing. Even though 90% of the market is PCs, the chicks who use Macs are usually really hot. That's a scientific fact. The chicks who use PCs are like ugly nerds, you know? The chicks, no offense to the PC women out there, but I have to say it.
The webcams may be a little more clear.
Yeah. Come on, dude. Like, compare, man. Would you really want, like, a big, boxy, beige computer or a woman in this case? Or would you want nice, sleek, gorgeous woman or computer in this case?
Yeah, John. I'm reading right now the chat from the Nikki Love show, and these other people, the other hosts, say they want us on their show.
Really? No way, dude. Like, what's the URL of the show? I want to see this.
I'll give you a link to the live show here. This, hopefully, the archive will still be there for the chat. But I'm logging
in. That is the most awesome thing ever, man. Oh my god. Wow. Yeah. That's funny, dude. The role playing, man. My God. Yeah, and dude, like, what was the funniest thing? Like, yeah, but that was just great. We should totally do this more often. All right,
thank you. Yeah, well, we got 8 minutes left here on our 45-minute edition, but wow, that was
so much fun.
Well, John, we'll take a quick break from our little improvisations, and we'll be right back after this on System Showdown with Quas and John.
What's the best place to go to learn more about the most popular open-source bulletin board software on the internet? PHPBB Weekly is a weekly podcast, the latest in PHPBB news, rumors, tutorials, mods, and styles, along with exclusive interviews. Join hosts Douglas Bell and David Lewis live every Saturday at noon Eastern Time and be a part of the show. Check out phpbweekly.net to find out how to subscribe and join in.
Technical difficulties have occurred with the hosts of this podcast. Please do not adjust your broadband connection. Thank you.
Imagine a podcast.
This isn't a podcast. You can't.
You've listened to a podcast. No kidding. An episode of a podcast.
By teenagers.
I'm not a dumbass. I couldn't have done this right the first time.
About technology.
iPhone users, there's an iPhone here. Where?
Oh, I've seen a whole bunch of iPhones. You've got one right over there.
About their boring lives.
People are so thinking of skipping out today, but I'm so glad I did.
About nothing at all.
That's all I need to know.
PreviewCast, the teenage tech podcast that has absolutely nothing to do with absolutely nothing. Check it out today at PreviewCast.com.
And welcome back to System Showdown with Quas and John. You just heard an advertisement previously for a podcast called PreviewCast. We just regret to inform that PreviewCast has recently shut down. If you check their website, PreviewCast.com, they posted their last episode, number 52. It is quite sad that they've decided to shut down. I haven't got a chance to listen to them, but they were really good.
What else is good news for us? I mean, even though it's bad news for them.
Oh, that's cool. Less competition, man. That's good news for us,
because now, since they're shut down, the showdown is on.
Yeah, I get it. That's
since they're shut down, I mean, that was really our only competition, obviously, on the web. Now that they're gone, now it's just us. So how can they shut down?
Like, I thought it was an April Fool's joke or something.
Well, first off, Douglas Bell is from California, and his co-host Lewis, I've got his last name. Both of them are Mac users, by the way. But his co-host is from New York. Obviously, there's time issues there. There's school issues that are involved with that. Lewis, the guy from New York, has a girlfriend. With a tech person, that's always an issue because they don't have girlfriends usually. Unlike us, we obviously have a love triangle going on now that we need to resolve. But anyway, yes, we got about 5 minutes left. If you want 4 minutes left, Blocker Radio said I'm wrong. So we have 4 minutes left. Want to call in? That'd be pretty sweet. And Johnny's gone.
Totally.
Oh, no, you're there.
I'm here, dude.
Johnny, tell the chat for the Nikki Love Show.
That's what I'm reading right now, dude. Who's the guy who keeps saying Return of the Mac?
Nikki Love's got a fan base.
Yeah, totally, dude. That's actually really funny. Like, who? I wouldn't know. What's going on our chat right now? Nothing, right?
Our chat, we got absolutely nothing going on. We got to build up something here. But maybe next time we'll have some Nikki Love coming into our program.
Yeah, like, did you manage to plug them in into the chat for our show?
To our chat or their chat?
I got there. Did you plug it for us? I didn't get to see it.
No, I plugged it on the air.
Ah, right. They told us in the chat, but whatever.
On the air, let's see. I'll type into their chat right now.
Go for it. Yeah, that's funny, though, man.
That was fun.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, what we do now. Yeah, like, I just want to discuss, like, one thing quickly, which I always wanted to discuss with people. Have you ever heard of this service they call themselves, like, postcrossing.com?
No. What's it about?
It's actually a pretty cool service. Look them up on, like, Wikipedia. Like, what you do is you sign up for Postcrossing, and then you send a postcard to a random address they give you to, like, anywhere in the world. When the person gets that postcard, they send somebody else in the world sends you back a postcard. Ah, what do you think? I got so far, and it's really freaking cool. Like, so far I received over 3 postcards. One from Ohio, one from Minnesota, and one from Portugal. It's actually pretty fun. Like, I got it. Like, check me out. My page is postcrossing.com/user/John. It's pretty fun. I recommend you guys check it out if you want to receive postcards from around the world.
Sweet. So is it a popular service?
Yeah, it has a bunch of members. They so far they're approaching their over a million cards being sent. And yeah, it's really cool. I recommend you make an account, try it out. But no, you have to pay for postage though, so you're gonna be cheap for that.
Yeah,
but it's pretty cool though. Check it out.
Yeah. Have you been on Pounce at all lately, or is that Pounce is obviously
Pounce? Like, excuse me, Pounce never had a beginning in general. Like,
well,
Pounce,
I mean, even things that don't have a beginning don't have an end either. Like Pounce started off as people were going crazy over. I mean, even a lot of tech people on the TPN network were getting a Pounce to post about their tech podcast. But now it's really just I haven't heard a thing from it.
Like, here's the thing. Pounce is all right for people who want to be able to send files to each other without, some type of, like, just pretty much a file sharing service. Like, they're headlines send stuff to your friends, after all.
Let me guess what picture John used as his profile pic on Postcrossing while this page is loading. Is it the California picture?
Of course. I use that for everything.
That's the new John.
It totally is, dude. That's new John since August, dude. But still, I can mind you.
The cross picture keeps changing from time to time.
I hardly ever change a picture. I'm not photogenic, that's why. I can't take good pictures. But yeah, like, every mind you. I just walk around one.
Well, we have a mic camera skills.
You can take pretty good pictures, because you got a better camera than me.
That's my EDI Media. Is that a new one?
So,
John,
I want to mention... Yeah, I want to mention that we have a Pounce account. If you guys want to add us on Pounce, like my EDI Media in general, just go to pounce.com/myedimedia, and you can ask on Pounce.
You sort of pounce on that, too.
Yeah, totally pounce on it, dude. You got to pounce on myedimedia. It's great, dude.
Yeah, with their own logo. Pretty nice. Okay.
Yeah, dude.
So,
like,
okay, we're about to close down our program. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. We want to thank some of our surprise guests who came on our program. You want to see what I mean? Just tune back to the beginning of the program, and you'll see we had some surprise guests to join us willingly tonight on our program.
Willingly,
that's the key.
Oh, come on, we barraged their shows. They had no choice but to put us on, dude.
Love Talk Radio.
Okay, now,
we're out.
With the Oscars, Seacrest out,
System out,
Showdown out, and we will see everybody next week. So catch your last 15 minutes in American Idol. It's still in progress.
Yay.
See you next week.
Bye-bye, guys.
Or tomorrow if you have guests. But more
yeah,
than that
suppose.
Late. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Go, Mac.